funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Freedom Network, and we're going to continue with covering the 1984 farewell address that Congressman Ron Paul gave shortly before he returned to his medical practice. He surrendered his seat, didn't run for re-election, felt that there was really not much he could do in Washington, D.C., and so he went back to being an obstetrician, which he loved. But he did give this farewell address in the hopes that something he said at that time would perhaps impact on the American people and members of Congress, and they'd do what was right to preserve America. Well, unfortunately, of course, the media totally blacked out what he said. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what he said in the September 19th, 1984 address. So that's the subject of my February newsletter, and it'll be the subject of my March newsletter, and maybe even my April newsletter. The information is important, but you're going to get an advanced opportunity to listen to hear what he said. Now, he had his introductory remarks, and then he comes to this point, and I quote, and incidentally, if you want to call us, our number is 970-689-8255. We'd be glad to talk to you, but please try to keep on this subject. Mr. Speaker, and I'm quoting, I would like to take some time to point out some of the contradictions that I've observed in my four terms in the Congress. These I found frustrating and exasperating, and if others agree, possibly this recognition will someday lead to policies designed to correct them. I find these contradictions in three areas: foreign policy, economic policy, and social issue. I have trouble believing that the foreign policy of the past 70 years has served the best interests of the United States. The policy of international intervention has been followed during this time, regardless of the party in power. The traditional American policy of strategic independence and neutrality based on strength has been replaced by an international policy of sacrifices, policy that has given us nearly a century of war. The last two wars were fought without formal declaration and without the goal of victory in mind. There are many specific examples to show how irrational this interventionist policy is. Now, I want to comment that he's talking in 1984. He refers to the policy of the last 70 years. So 70 years previously would take you to 1914 when the First World War came about. The First World War was a contrived war. It was contrived by the members of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1914 and had its foundation in the occult. How do I know that? Well, we have a policy written by a liberal who was met these men, you know, at the Versailles Peace Treaty in 1919, and they told him the First World War was really fought. It was a white man's burden to bring this English culture to the whole world, to unite the world. And, of course, they were part of the secret society that wanted to bring about a world government. Well, anyway, of course, America had no reason going into that war. I mean, it wasn't our war. It was contrived at the very beginning. It was all a lie. The Germans didn't want to fight. The Austro-Hungarians didn't want to fight. The French didn't want to fight. The Russians didn't want to fight. All of them wanted a peace. But, of course, the secret society that controlled Great Britain had to create a terrible, horrible, vicious carnage with the hope that there'd be so much horror that the people of Europe would be willing to give up their national sovereignty and join this world government. And that's why Winston Churchill, who had been part of this movement going back to his days in Africa, when, of course, Lord Milner was in charge of the Cape Colony during the Boer War, and Churchill was there as a young reporter and got himself captured by the Boers and then escaped. But he'd been working along with these people. And that's why, of course, Churchill insisted on the invasion of Gallipoli, where 160,000 British soldiers fell for it. Totally no reason at all. It had no military significance, and 160,000 Turks fell in this senseless carnage. But it was all senseless carnage. I mean, the Germans had tried to work out an armistice in 1915. But they would not allow that. There had to be the horror. And just as they're planning today on the horror of World War III to force America to give up its sovereignty, and after what lies ahead, I'm sure that many foolish Americans, without understanding it's all contrived, will be willing to give up our sovereignty. But you see, America wasn't badly hurt in the First World War. We lost 125,000 Americans in a war we didn't have to go into. In fact, the only reason we went into it was because of the propaganda, the stories about the Belgian women being raped and having their breasts cut off by the wicked Huns, and the little Belgian boys having their hands cut off. It was all propaganda. There was no truth in it at all. But day after day, week after week, month after month, we heard the propaganda here in the United States, the drumbeat of war. We had to go and rescue those Belgian women and those little Belgian boys. And I can remember many years ago talking to a member of the American Expeditionary Force who told me he volunteered. And, he really believed in what they were fighting for, and most of the buddies who were with him were killed in the war. But he finally got to Belgium. And what a horror it was to realize that there were no little boys with their hands cut off. There were no women with their breasts cut off who had been raped by the Germans. It had all been the propaganda campaign. Just as they're giving us propaganda campaign to generate hatred for the Muslims, so they worked so efficiently at that time to get us to hate the Germans, to go to war, bring about the New World Order and the New World Religion. We'll be right back. Give us a call on this subject right here on Radio Liberty.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, I won't go into a long discourse on the first, on the Second World War, but of course, those of you who heard my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, remember that American corporations were building the war machines, the trucks and the tanks and the dive bombers for the Nazis, both before World War II and during World War II, covered beautifully in a book by Charles Ingham, Trading with the Enemy, and a book we do carry, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And, of course, there's no question that, even during the Second World War, Exxon tankers, oil tankers, were helping to fuel the Nazi submarines so that they could sink our ships. But we can't let the American people know that. We can't let them know that, certainly, that what my interview with Albert Wedemeyer, who was in charge of planning for the American military, we were ready to invade, you know, the continent in 1943. We could have cut the war short by a year to a year and a half, but Churchill wouldn't allow that. Why? They wanted the carnage. Of course, the Japanese tried to surrender, 6 months before the war ended, so the invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima and dropping the bombs was unnecessary. If you'd like to verify that, give us a call. We'll send you the page, which I got from the Chicago Tribune. August of 1945, where they tell the story. We can't let the American people know that. We can't let them know that during the Korean War, we stationed the 7th Fleet between Taiwan and the mainland to protect the Chinese communists so they could move their forces off of the mainland to bring them up into Manchuria to attack across the Yalu to kill our troops there. Or the fact that there was an agreement, a secret agreement, that the Chinese communists knew that General MacArthur would not be allowed to, attack the lines of supply of the Chinese communists who were killing our boys in North Vietnam. Or we can't let the American people know that all during the Vietnam War, we were funding the Russians who were supplying the weapons for North Vietnam to be used in South Vietnam to kill our boys. And that's all covered in our talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, or War, the Untold Story, the talk we gave in Colorado there, and both are available on DVD, but the syllabus is so important because you read the documentation for what we say. And so Congressman Paul, I don't know whether he knew all of these things, but he sensed that all of the wars were senseless, and then he went on to say, we pump $40 billion a year into the Japanese economy by providing for essentially all of Japan's defense. At the same time, Japan outcompetes us in the market, in effect, subsidizing their exports, which then undermines our domestic steel and auto industries. The result? Greater deficit for us, higher taxes, more inflation, higher interest rates, and a cry for our producers for protectionism. We insist that Western Europe take our Pershing missiles, and we get the bill and the hostility of the people of Western Europe, and then act surprised when the Soviets pull out of arms negotiations and send more modern nuclear submarines to our coastline. It's a sure guarantee that any conflict in Europe, even one between two socialist nations, will be our conflict. And that's really so true, but I don't know whether Congressman Ron Paul realized that our leaders have always worked with the Soviet leaders and financed the Soviet leaders and provided them with the military technology to build their atom bombs. Just as today, and for the last decade or so, why we have been providing nuclear technology and nuclear supplies to Pakistan to build their bombs. That's the Sybil Edmonds story. Sybil Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S. You need to read the articles that are in the London Times, the articles in the London Times that tell how high government officials, totally covered up by, you know, people at the highest level of our government, have been actively spreading a nuclear technology throughout the Muslim world in preparation for the next world war. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, no, you're supposed to believe that we're trying to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons, and that's why we're going to have to attack Iran. You know, they've been getting their technology from Pakistan. They was getting it through the spy ring, the Turkish and Israeli spy rings, but primarily Turkish, at the highest levels of our government, protected by the CFR that it controls our government. But we can't let the American people understand what's really going on, or their plans to promote a nuclear holocaust throughout the world, including the United States. Well, let me go on with what Congressman Paul said. And remember our number, 970-689-8255, if you have a comment on this subject. And I quote, "Loyally standing by our ally Israel is in conflict with satisfying the Arab interests that are always represented by big business in each administration. We armed Jordan and Egypt, rescued the PLO on two occasions, and guarantee that the American taxpayer will be funding both sides of any armed conflict in the Middle East. And this policy promises placing Marines armed with guns without bullets between two warring factions, our F-15s shooting down our F-5s in the Persian Gulf, is our idea of neutrality and getting others to test our equipment. America's interests are forgotten under these circumstances. We condemn the use of poison gas by Iraq at the same time we aid Iraq, along with the Soviets, in preventing an Iranian victory, forgetting that Iraq started the war. Inconsistently, the administration pressures Congress to manufacture new nerve gas so we have something with which to go to the Soviets and draw up some unworkable treaty regarding war gases. We allocate low-interest loans through the Export-Import Bank to build a pipeline for Iraq, giving a huge profit to Shultz and Bechtel while hurting our domestic oil producers. And, of course, I would comment on that, of course, helping the wicked Saddam Hussein, who we always helped. We kept him in power. We funded him. And even though when the Iraqi military tried to overthrow him in the 1990s, and that's covered in Robert Baer's wonderful book, See No Evil, which we carry, the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam and replace him. And, of course, we betrayed the military, Iraqi military, who were arrested and tortured and killed. Why we do that? Not once, but twice. You need to read See No Evil or get our commentary on that. Let me go on with what Ron Paul said. On the day we stood firm against communist aggression in this hemisphere by invading Grenada, our president apologized to those liberal House members who were soft on communism. And the president pleaded for their vote to ensure the passage of the IMF bill so the communist dictators can continue to receive taxpayers' dollars, dollars used to support Castro's adventurism in the Caribbean and in Central America. And as we pointed out, of course, the whole facade of Fidel Castro being our enemy, you know, he just got into power. We had no idea he was a communist. It's all a lie. And if you have not yet seen my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, you need to get my talk. It's available on DVD or video. It's called World Revolution. And there you'll see Ambassador E.T. Smith talking about, you know, how we knew Fidel Castro was a communist, the State Department knew, the President knew, and yet they worked to bring Fidel Castro to power. Why should we be surprised if we read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we have at Radio Liberty? That's Memoirs by David Rockefeller. You need to get it and read it. You'll find that both of his daughters were enamored with Fidel Castro. And one of them, of course, was making repeated trips to Cuba to visit with her good friend Fidel Castro in violation of our laws. But then, does anybody think that David Rockefeller's daughter is going to be cited for violation of our laws? After all, David Rockefeller is a traitor to our country. He is the most powerful man in this country. He is a dedicated globalist. He wants to end our sovereignty and merge us into a world government, right along with Red China and Red Russia. And believe me, communism never died in Russia. That was all for public consumption, part of the massive propaganda campaign that has been able to influence the ideas and reality of the American people. Well, let me go on with Congressman Ron Paul's speech, and feel free to give us a call if you'd like at 970-689-8255. And I quote, "Our official policy currently is to be tough on communism, but at the same time promote low-interest loans, allowing Red China to buy nuclear technology, F-16s, and other military technology, all this by the strongest anti-communist administration that we've had in decades." And I would point out that was, of course, Ronald Reagan, who was supposed to be this great anti-communist. But, of course, we were helping communism, altering his regime. Like, quotation again, "We participated in the bailout of bankrupt Argentina as she continues to loan money to Castro's Cuba, which then prompts us to send men, money, and weapons to counteract the spread of communism formed by Castro." It's weapons to counteract the spread of communism formed by Castro. It's doubtful if any of these loans will be repaid, and the military equipment and technology will probably end up being used against us at a later date. We talk about a close alliance with Taiwan while subsidizing their hated enemy, Red China. And you must understand this is how it works. Those of you who have heard my interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was immortalized in Oliver Stone's film on JFK, but in my interview with Fletcher Prouty, which is in our initial JFK assassination 4-tape set, Fletcher Prouty tells how at the end of the Second World War, massive military supplies were on Okinawa that had been stored there in preparation for our attack on Japan. And, of course, at the end of the Second World War, half the weapons were sent to South Korea in preparation for the coming war there, and then the other half were sent to a fighter, the fighter who led the Viet Cong, the Viet Minh resistance against French colonialism, a man named Ho Chi Minh. We sent half of those massive military supplies to Vietnam that would be used against the French and then against the American soldiers. When, of course, we went into the war, it was all planned. All of this is planned ahead of time. We just can't let the American people know that. And let me, of course, go on with the quotation. "We subsidize Red China's nuclear technology at the same time we allow Jane Fonda to ruin ours. We subsidize Red China's nuclear technology at the same time we allow Jane Fonda to ruin ours. We haven't built a nuclear power plant in America for over 35 years. And, of course, we're funding building nuclear power plants throughout the rest of the world. But because electricity is so expensive and so polluting, we've got to take away incandescent light bulbs and replace them with fluorescent light bulbs that are built in communist China today that do not last a lot longer, as we're told. They just don't. We've used them for many years, and we can tell you that they burn out far more readily than the incandescent light bulbs. They cost a great deal more. And we're told, oh my goodness, you know, it's burning coal in our power plants, you know, so we've got to cut back on our electricity so we don't burn coal and all create all the CO2 and the contamination in the atmosphere. Why don't we have nuclear technology in this country? Oh, we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. We spent, you know, $20 or $30 billion on a tunnel up there in Nevada to put the spent fuel into, but my goodness, they only calculated what would happen during the next 25,000 years, and the judge said we've got to figure out what's going to happen, you know, in the next 125,000 years, and why don't we just reprocess the nuclear fuel like everybody else in the world does so that there isn't any residual? oh, we couldn't do that. Oh, no. We don't even tell the American people the reason we don't do it is because the government has blocked it. Why? Because you want the problem. You don't want a solution. And so everyone else has nuclear power plants. China's building 100 nuclear power plants, and we know at least 5 of them are subsidized with your tax money, guaranteed through the Export-Import Bank. Why do we have to guarantee loans so that China can build nuclear power plants when of course, China has the greatest reserves in the world, over $1.4 trillion, and we've got to subsidize their loans just like we're subsidizing Russia today, and we have to borrow money to pay our bills every month? We'll be right back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference in their everyday lives. That message from Legacy at Sterling 2000 Robin Road, where the safety and welfare of our community is always their main concern and should be yours too. For the quality care they provide, call 526-0400. That's 526-0400, where Kim and the staff are on the air because they care.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm going to stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I'll just continue going along here with what Congressman Ron Paul says, and I quote, "We continuously sacrifice ourselves to the world by assuming the role of world policemen, which precipitates international crises on a regular basis, all the while neglecting our own defenses. New planes go overseas while our Air National Guard is forced to use planes that are 20 years old. We neglect our defenses by signing treaties like SALT I and the ABM Treaty that prevents us from building a non-nuclear defense system, and fall for SALT II without even signing it. The result? A massive arms race based on the doctrine of mutual assured destruction." Now, you have to understand that most military production is really to, you know, stimulate the economy. I mean, we're not defending ourselves. I mean, right now, Russia has over 10,000 nuclear warheads and building new and sophisticated weapons every day. We have unilaterally destroyed our MX missiles, the peacekeepers that Ronald Reagan built, 100 of them. We've disbanded them all. In fact, we have almost no land-based defense. We still have our nuclear submarines, but we've taken a lot of missiles out of our nuclear submarines and filled the tubes with cement. And, of course, we have no nuclear defense, no anti-ballistic missile system. We have a system that George Bush put in up in Alaska with 6 interceptor missiles against 10,000 incoming missiles potentially from Russia. Why? 6 missiles? And we don't even know they're going to work. The Russians have a massive civil defense system, and they use small nuclear charges on those missiles, of course, so you don't have to hit a bullet with a bullet. But we can't do that. Why? Well, nobody knows why. We had an effective anti-ballistic missile system in the early 1970s, which we built at great expense. It was disbanded during the Carter years. Why would you build an anti-ballistic missile system that works and then disband it, and now they tell us we really can't build an anti-ballistic missile system? We just have no idea how to do it. And how could it be we sent a man to the moon, in 1969, but it's going to take us another 10 years before we can do that today? What's wrong with this story? Well, let me go on with what Congressman Paul wrote. Praising the greatness of the Vietnam veterans and honoring them can never remove the truth of our failed policy that took us to Vietnam. Resurrecting heroes will never erase the pain and suffering of an interventionist foreign policy that prompted unnecessary military ventures and a no-win war. Then you must understand that we sent our boys over there not to win. We never allowed them to win. The rules of engagement preventing them from winning. We funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. We were not allowed to block the harbor at Haiphong, to bomb the harbor at Haiphong, to bomb the rail yards in Haiphong, to do anything to cut off the supplies coming in. And the same thing was true with the ships that went up the Mekong River. And, of course, Colonel Marvin's been on with us and talked about how we had to let the ships go up the Mekong River carrying the military supplies that would be used to kill our boys. We were not allowed to attack North Vietnam. Oh, that would be a terrible thing. We couldn't even bomb the electric generating plants or the dikes in North Vietnam and flood North Vietnam and end the war. You flood, hit the dikes, flood North Vietnam, that would have ended the war. And every time we started to win the war by attacking Hanoi, why, they immediately, of course, called off the bombing. Well, let me go on with what Congressman Ron Paul said, but you must understand we never fought Vietnam to win. It was a great diversion so we could bring about the social revolution in America and bring about the Great Society programs and centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and convert from a republic to a democracy to a dictatorship, because, as Plato said, and you can look up the quotation in Bartlett's quotations, democracy always declines into despotism. Democracy always declines into despotism. Look it up. Check it out. Is it true? Yeah. Plato knew that 2,500 years ago. Oh, well, why does George Bush keep saying we're a democracy? Because, of course, his job is to lead us into that despotism. He is simply a puppet for the power elite, the spiritual hierarchy that control our government. And until people understand there are other forces there, there are secret societies that are dedicated to a one-world government and a one-world religion and a one-world leader, you don't understand what's going on today or the spiritual force that energizes the people who control both political parties and make mockery out of the concept of representative government. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, if you have a call on this subject. Otherwise, we'll go on, and I quote from Congressman Ron Paul. Now, remember, this is September of 1984 when he's delivering this speech. There are 42 wars now going on in the world, and it's reported we're involved in many of them on both sides. We have troops in a total of 121 countries. National security is used as justification for all of this activity, but Rarely is it directly involved. Our export-import banks financed the building of the Kama River truck plant in Russia, trucks then used in the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan over a road built by our own Corps of Engineers. Our response? Draft registration, an Olympic boycott. In pleading for the MX funds, of course that's the MX missile, the administration explains we need it as a bargaining chip. I guess to bargain away to the Soviets, whom we can't trust anyway. We even modified the MX to conform with the SALT II treaty, a treaty that we never even signed. If we look closely at the record, we find the conservative hawk is frequently the one who appeases and subsidizes the communists and never starts the wars. The liberal dove is the one more likely to involve us in a war to protect democracy and stop communist expansion. Images play tricks on us, and policy is achieved by deception. Is this a mere coincidence, or is it contrived by those dedicated to internationalism? The carnage of the 20th century as compared to the 19th century must someday make us aware of the difference between the two policies pursued. Does the modern age mandate that we reject a policy of self-interest and non-intervention, or is it just possibly that worthwhile policy or value regardless of the age in which we live? It's an important question because it will determine whether or not we will enjoy peace and prosperity in the generations to come. Our economic policy is no less contradictory. It's fair to say that even with all of the good intentions of the members of Congress, the planned welfare state has been a complete and miserable failure. For the most part, the programs achieve exactly the opposite results from those sought. There's a limit to how long the economy can tolerate these insults before we all suffer from the severe consequences. What we say and do are in conflict with each other. We talk boldly of balanced budgets, full employment, prosperity, low interest rates, and no inflation. So we either do not believe as a body what we say, or we are inept in our ability to pursue and achieve the goals that we seek. Either way, the results remain the same. The economic contradictions are numerous. Conservatives for years preached balanced budgets and tilled in charge, and then the deficit soared to $200 billion per year. We'll be right back after this break. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu Mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limu Mui, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here, let me repeat the beginning of this last paragraph from Congressman Ron Paul's farewell address in 1984, when he just before he returned to his medical practice. The economic contradictions are numerous. Conservatives, for years, preached balanced budgets until they were in charge, and then the deficit soared to $200 billion a year. Liberal big spenders who led the way to runaway spending quickly excoriated conservative deficits, and nothing happened, and the process continued. Campaigns are won on promising tax cuts. Some are given, but are quickly canceled out by numerous tax increases associated with accelerated federal spending. Congress and the administration are quick to blame the Federal Reserve System for high interest rates and do nothing about the huge deficits. Congress totally ignores their responsibility in maintaining the integrity of the money and refuses to exert their rightful authority over the Federal Reserve System. We routinely preach about helping the poor, then plunder the working class to subsidize foreign socialist dictators and the welfare rich through abusive taxation and inflation. And I would simply point out that Ronald Reagan talked about cutting back on government. He gave us the biggest increases in government in history. He talked about doing away with government deficits. He gave us the biggest deficits in history, $200 billion a year. It had taken 200 years to build up $1 trillion of federal debt. Ronald Reagan gave us $1.7 trillion of federal debt in 8 years in office. He talked about cutting taxes. He gave us the biggest tax increases in history in 1986, and nobody understands that. And all the conservatives love Ronald Reagan. You need to get the books we carry entitled The Dove Connection. That's The Dove Connection, written by an Army colonel who studied Ronald Reagan's history. He always said what we wanted to hear. Well, who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Phil in Greeley.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good. Well, a real quick note. I bought a CD that Alan Stang put out some years ago that has some amazing stuff on it about Ronald Reagan. But nonetheless, I was reading some stuff, and this was out of the New York Post and the Chicago. Did Barack Obama is actually like eighth or ninth cousins to Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I heard that same thing. And Mrs. Cheney brought this out. I don't think there's any question at all. These people give incest a bad name. In other words, they're all connected together. We've had two George Bushes as presidents of the United States, and now we've had one Clinton. We're looking at another. I mean, talk about imperial families. But they're all controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness and these dark spiritual forces. You're absolutely right. We ought to be concerned about it. Anything else, Phil?
Well, it's just, and then you got, Bush is related to Kerry. I mean, it's a joke. And the American people, they're so blind and ignorant and in some cases just stupid. They think they actually have a choice. These people are... they all belong to these weird secret societies. They're related by blood. It's just like the European aristocracy of past times. For all of these European, they're all blue blood. It's never changed. It's all the same.
They're even interlocked, their relationships between the Bush family and the British royal family. We talk in Europe about the black nobility, and these are the royal families that really help run the world from behind the scenes. And their tentacles go right into the United States today. So I share your concern. Your job and the job of our other listeners is to talk to people, show them the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. It's interesting that they've launched a campaign to tell us that that it has no significance, that occult pyramid with the glorified eye above it. Ask people what that's doing there, why the occult symbol of the ancient mystery religions is on the back of the dollar bill. We've got to be smarter than the other side. We've got to begin implanting ideas in the minds of people, you know, and gradually encourage them to listen and tell them that they're going to lose everything they own and their future savings and their pensions and if they don't become informed, and then get them the information, help them to begin to understand, and then get them listening to our programs. They can listen 5 hours a day on the Internet anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I saw that deal on television where the guy's explaining that, you know, and his whole thing about the pyramid and the eye, I was just sitting there laughing.
Sure.
And there were certain things about it, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. Of course, they don't even mention that. And it's a joke. If you know anything at all about it, it's a joke. But I'm thinking, you know, the vast majority of American people are just sitting there eating it up. And another thing about the Barack, his mother and a grandmother were atheists, and his father and his stepfather were both Wahhabi Muslims. And, you know, America is no longer a Christian nation, in my opinion. It's not even close to that. And the people are just falling all over themselves. And the reality is the American people have will and are voting themselves straight into slavery.
Well, but Phil, the thing is are going to get a lot worse. What we do now is going to prepare the way for people to begin to listen, because they're not going to listen now. But as things get worse, they'll remember what you say. So don't get discouraged. Believe me, if we weren't having an impact, they wouldn't be putting things on television talking about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, and History Channel wouldn't be running all these programs on Masonry and, of course, the secret, you know, trying to belittle the idea that there are secret societies that that run our government. So we're making progress. Don't think for a minute we're not. And the spiritual hierarchy that runs the world are frightened to death. People are going to find out what they're up to, you know, and block their effort to bring about the new one world government and the one world religion and the one world leader. That's what it's all about. They're scared. They're frightened. And we should really take heart. They want to give us the idea there's nothing we can do. And there's a lot. We're making progress right now. We just got to keep after it and not get discouraged.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I just wanted to bring those points up. A lot of maybe some people hadn't heard about that. So, all right, Dr. Stan, have a good day.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling, Phil. That was Phil from Greeley. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you really want to understand what's going on, you can listen to our programs, you know, 4 hours a day besides this program on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our own network or our time on the Genesis Network. And then, of course, we hope that you'll, you know, look at the books and the videos and the other items that we have there, and you can see a lot of our videos there for nothing and pull down our newsletters for nothing and listen to our programs, which are archived and MP3'd for nothing, and copy them and get the information out. Your job is to reach as many people as you can in the time we have. Certainly, let me mention our new DVD. It's called The Planned Police State. That's The Planned Police State, and it's got a lot of great and very important information on it, and information that you can use with others, things that they'll recognize the truth of what you're saying. And when you connect the dots, there's no question. They know exactly what they're doing. And then, of course, we hope that people get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the CD of that, I should say the DVD, or that they'll get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, which is available on DVD with a syllabus, and then our information on the supernatural, the 4-tape or 4-CD set, and the book that goes with that, The Beautiful Side of Evil. Let me just mention that a lot of people are coming down with the flu, and they're having real problems, and of course, we can't get ill, and one of the things we carry is something called Alibiotic. It's a combination of oil of oregano and echinacea and garlic and one of the berries, and I think there are 5 different things in there, the little capsules that I take a couple of them 2 or 3 times a day, along with vitamin D and vitamin C, and I'm able to keep going through the worst possible times. And if you've never tried Alibiotic, it's put out by certainly the nation's leading Christian drug manufacturer. We can't tell you who it is, but we have to do it under our own label. It's RL label, but you can go into any good health food store and you look at their labels and you look at our labels, you know who produced it, but we can't tell you, but we can, at least not on the air. But Alibiotic, if you're worried about the flu or you're having difficulty, all I can do is tell you this is what Barbara and I take, and it's got oil of oregano and echinacea and garlic and some of the berry extracts, and we have to take a couple of those several times a day. Feel like I'm coming down with vitamin D, which we carry. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I mean, we think it's a great product, and we use all of the things in our health catalog. Incidentally, we'll send you a free health catalog if you call us and ask for it. We have an emergency food catalog. We have a health catalog. We have a regular catalog, and you're welcome to have all of them sent to you free of charge if you haven't had them before, and we'll be glad to get them to you. But the Alibiotic, along with vitamin D and vitamin C, it helps us, and we have to keep right on going. So, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Understand there is a spiritual battle going on. There really are secret societies. We have a little book on the Great Seal, the background of the Great Seal of the United States, and we have so many 4-tape sets on Masonry and on the Bohemian Grove and on the Skull and Bone Society, and we've got a 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers and a DVD on the Bilderbergers. That's Endgame, and then we have a couple of books on the Bilderbergers. We've got information on all of the occult movement. You need to understand it. You need to help us. So, the book, Satanic Crimes, the 4-tape set, Satanic Crimes. Get the information. Help us get it out. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by